just RP my nigga Ivy, bro. Just
damn, oh man.
Bro. New season's coming out. Oh
my fucking god. This nigga did not watch it. And I'm so mad because I want to talk about Snowfall.
I know.
Shut the fuck up about these reasons,
man,
nigga.
Fuck you.
There's Soap Today where you can watch it the next day for free if you don't got Hulu. You got Hulu, though. So there's no point in even saying that.
Nigga, look, first of all.
First, before you say that, Hulu with ads is terrible. But
yeah, it really is. I'm not doing
it's
that.
It's fucking awful. They show you the worst commercials ever.
Like, most definitely. Yeah. No.
Might as well watch TV, my nigga. Like that.
Might as well get Xfinity for that.
Part. Yeah.
Fuck out of here. Or for at least for that experience. Shit. But yeah. Snowfalls came out. Yeah, that's basically it. But other than Snowfall coming out and this man keep calling me a fucking unofficial cuck because I haven't watched it yet. Welcome to the motherfucking podcast, y'all. Y'all already know who the fuck it is. It's your boy, Jew, a.k.a. the Granny Slayer, a.k.a. the Panty Player, a.k.a. the Money Chaser. Yeah, you know, we're going to change it up a little bit, you know, because I get that bag, baby. And I also got my main man.
It's your boy, Nate, on the mic. And welcome to the motherfucking podcast. Welcome back.
Yes, sir.
I ain't going to lie. Unofficial cuck is crazy. Like, I was trying so hard not to bust out fucking laughing when you said that. I'm like, bro, okay, let me keep it professional. This nigga doing the intro.
You was going to do me like Almighty Gillespie.
No, that was disrespectful. But
like, nigga, you trash.
But first things first, a word from our sponsors.
Headass.
And we are back.
Okay. Yeah, most definitely. Yeah.
So first things first, what do we want to talk about first?
Bro, let's talk about Nipsey Hussle's killer. Because I ain't going to lie. Well, you know what? Yeah, let's talk about that first. Let's just go ahead and get that out the way. So Nipsey Hussle's killer, Eric Holder, sentenced to 60 years, all right? And that's like life imprisonment.
So, I mean, were you going to say more?
Yeah.
My bad.
Yeah. So with this man actually getting 60 years to life, how do you feel about that?
Well, it's rightfully so. First of all, I just found out that he shot two more people that same day.
Nigga, what?
Yeah. So the 60 years was the murder. That was a 25 to life or whatever.
Okay, yeah, cool.
That's 25 cool. years. And yeah, then he had two other shootings. And because it was done with a gun in California, is also a charge, a life sentence charge.
Yeah, you're going to be either having to have some squabbles like every day or your ass going to get like poked up.
Yeah, bro, I ain't going to lie. This the type of shit that makes niggas self-delete.
Yeah, you're going to get poked up,
yeah,
sir.
Yeah, yeah. Like, niggas is consistently beating your ass every day.
Yeah, most definitely.
Did you see a picture of his face swole the fuck up?
His booty hole's getting taken. Okay. It's been all taken.
Right. I mean, yeah. Hey, that's prison. It is prison.
Nah, fuck the prison, nigga. They doing it because, hey, man, you know what you did, right? All right, toot that thing up.
I ain't gonna lie. That's all right, weird. That was just, that was, a weird nah, fucking nah, way nah, to get nah, like nah, get nah, back nah, on nah. a nigga.
But wait, Thug said it in the song. He said, "I go to prison and butt rape your father or some shit like that." Like, wow. Yeah, he was like, "I'll go to prison."
Bro, first of all, Thug said a lot of crazy things.
Yeah,
though.
He said a lot of gay shit too.
Yeah, yeah.
Free that boy Thug.
Bro, I can't. Said a he lot was so of weird embraced, shit back then. Like with all the weird. Well, let's not call it weird, but all the
eccentric.
Yeah, and metrosexual. Let's just say that
it was not metrosexual. It was definitely looking homosexual. Like, I'm not saying he was.
Yeah, dresses. Right? But yeah,
like,
bro, right,
even if you see here saying you wearing a dress because you was hiding a stick, that's still a little bit like suspicious. Nah, for real. I'm just saying.
It was a weird era back in the day when Young Thug was he's calling niggas bae. He's talking about dicks on the gun.
Bro, talking about some, if you my slime, call me sex. Like bro.
Yeah, it was really
like,
weird.
Come on, dog.
But at the time, the nigga already had like six baby mamas or something. Like, the nigga already had.
Yeah, so kid. It's like, bro, hey, he could be. Look, I'm still not kissing a dude, though.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Yeah, no like, I'll kiss my dad on the like cheek, but no. I'm not kissing another dude.
Never found men
attractive. Besides my son. Or like,
all right, we're going into a dark territory though. We talking about Nipsey Hussle killer.
Yeah, you right.
Start talking about getting, you know, butt fucked
in prison.
Yeah, but we going dark, and then we getting really dark. But yeah, I mean, shout out to the fucking California system, and rightfully so. He gets this. I mean, it's better than being on the street and just, you know, worrying about getting killed maybe by somebody who idolized Nipsey Hussle. because of what he done for the community, even if it was just as far as music. But next topic, though.
Gunna
reportedly wants to leave YSL after allegedly snitching situation confirms album is done. Now, so I got two questions.
That said, "I'm gonna tell on you niggas."
So my thing is, one, do you think people will buy this album?
No.
Oh, buy or listen to this album on like
streaming services? Yeah, they listen to it, but they would not buy it.
Yeah, I mean, let's just
fuck is still buying albums for real?
Taylor Swift fans are still buying albums.
I already know. CDs, you'll be surprised, vinyls, nigga. Like, it's so many.
But like, let's just take buying his album out of the equation, because most people got streaming services or YouTube, which is a streaming service.
And we definitely gonna like bootleg that shit, because I'm not paying, nigga.
Yeah, you got headphones on, so you can't even hear what I'm hearing. But
nah, I can't.
But do you think people gonna listen to the album though? Do you think he still get the same numbers he was pulling before, which was a lot?
No,
it was really a lot.
No. He's still gonna get people to listen, but nah, because he's Gunna. But even then, Gunna's career was never meant to be like a solo career.
But like, no, he's doing great by himself though. He's selling like 150K. His last album sold 150K.
And that's because of Thug's cosign. That's it. Like, I'm not gonna sit here and say, I'm not gonna just completely shit on him and discredit him, because there is some songs that he has that are complete slappers. Okay, so I can't see.
I mean, I'm not denying the cosign either, but like, let's just go by album record sales, quote unquote, for the conversation's sake. Like, he's obviously doing pretty good by himself. Like, this wasn't the collab album, this was his shit, and he has some good ass songs. Like Pussy Power, that was a good song.
You're right. That's what I said. I can't sit here and take away his work, and I can't completely like shit on him or discredit him for the slappers that he actually has released on his like, you know, own endeavors and shit. But I'm not sure.
That's the thing though, like, because Young of Thug, the public. You go ahead. Yeah, my bad.
I'm not sure because of the public perception. The only reason why I'm even saying that is because, one, you saying yes, ma'am, in the courtroom. You completely, like, testifying as YSL gang. And, like, come on, bro. You just came home so you can get back to your whippets and your BBL, all right? Shit. And you left your man, the one who put you on. We already know Thug's not going to tell you to cop a plea. At least not in this regards. Like, come on, nigga.
Yeah, fans are saying that, and I was thinking that's bullshit too.
Yeah, and how? Well, even then, granted, there's probably some shit that goes on behind closed doors.
But not that shit. Not the Gunna situation. No, he got the plea because he was not trying to be in that bitch no more. Whether it was withdrawal reasons or not, but to the point of, excuse me, to the point of Gunna being relevant or wherever the conversation was. Yeah. Like, it's like a nigga can bring you up. Like, obviously, Thug cosign and Lil Baby, the Lil Baby collabs and shit.
Yeah, the 25K jacket.
Yeah.
Oh, Drip and Drown. Yeah.
They was working a lot together. Like, those kind of cosigns helped his career, but it take a real artist to capitalize and make it to the point where he's made it. Because a lot of niggas got good ass cosigns, but they just not good.
He said he the creepiest snake you'll ever meet.
Not anymore, you're not.
Not anymore, buddy.
my second question, my bad.
All right. Wait, but do you feel like they're gonna get Spence though?
Oh yeah. I think. Wait, what was the question?
Yeah, do you think he's gonna get Spence? Just the same question.
You said Spence. Okay,
yeah, my bad.
Nigga, yes, because fans are fucking wishy-washy, don't really fucking care.
Fickle as hell.
Yeah, like, they don't care. As long as the music is good, they don't give a fuck at all. Like, and I'm under that boat, too. Like, shit, if they still got good music, and it just turns out all the snitches.
My boy.
Yeah, it's just like all the snitches that came out so far has really made good music.
I don't think he's like the worst snitch of them all, though.
He's not. He's not nearly as bad as the other ones, like, yet.
Because it's like his
trial is still ongoing, though, by the way.
True. And his statement technically hasn't gotten him completely indicted.
Yeah. So he's not. I mean, we don't know what he's going to say in that courtroom. Yeah.
I was good. Wait, all right. What if he actually makes a response song on his next album to all the hate and criticism that he's been getting from the industry? Like, what if this happens? I ain't gonna lie, I kind of want to see that.
The worst thing I think a nigga could do when he's on an ongoing type of situation like this I think it's to drop an album talking about the situation, just like with Tory Lanez.
But it's good promo, though.
It was the worst thing Tory Lanez could have possibly did. Like, it was the fucking worst possible thing.
You're fucking right. Because in all honesty, one, when it came down to this case, he wasn't saying shit before. Like, yes, he did go on live probably like one, maybe two times and shit like that.
But he went on live one time, but the album he dropped like early in this shit's career, that's funny. But early in the storyline of this, the album he dropped was responding to a lot of it. And I believe we react to it on the podcast and shit. And I'm like, yo, this fucking album sounds like it makes you sound bad.
Bro,
like,
it's a confession.
Like, nigga, what the fuck? Why would you drop this?
So, hey, I hope just to wrap it. Well, did you still have that question?
I forgot it, but yeah. Just to wrap it up. Yeah,
just to wrap it up. When Gunna releases his new project, he definitely has two spins. I'm going to listen to it at least one time and see what he's talking about, but I don't think it's going to have a lot of replay value.
Hey, well, shit, it depends, but for me, if that shit fire, it's fire. I don't give a fuck about no nigga snitching. I ain't in no streets, nigga. Fuck, I need to be in the streets for it, nigga.
Oh, green addict.
Yeah, what do you mean? Moving on, though. T.I. has came out after criticism, right? After criticism has came out, it was like, man, I was just being satirical. I was just trying to be funny. Like, people took it too far.
Okay, hold on.
So now he's in super defense mode because he just couldn't possibly take being called a rat in any facet. Like, I'm too much the king of the South to be called a fucking rat.
Now I gotta put the fucking alpha shades on.
Now T.I. is like, has to be like 40 something, right? I don't know how.
FYI, can't nobody who got their name in other people's paperwork question me about mine. I got it on me. We can have a paperwork party. Pull up or
bruh, first of all, to me, right? I look at situations like, bro, you like 40. Like who the nigga, fuck cares, my nigga?
Your kids working on kids.
Yeah, like, bro, nigga, you making money outside of rap. Who the fuck cares if you a rat or not, or like, if that happened or not?
Your son name is Tootie.
Man, I got a lot of shit to say on this, actually. Nigga, like, the joke wasn't even a joke. What the fuck are you talking about?
And granted, like, it's probably a nickname, and I'm not talking shit about the nickname because I don't need anybody in the
you don't bring up my kids.
Yeah. But I'm just saying, like, dude, you got kids that are grown.
Grown, yeah. Facts.
Okay. Or you got a kid that's still in high school. Bro, if y'all don't grow the fuck up and let this shit go, because in all, like, one, I'm not just going to discredit, you know, street rules, street politics. I get it, because that's where you come from. It's hard to take the ghetto out the boy, but you can take the boy out the ghetto. I get it. But at a certain point, you have to evolve and grow. And you got to understand, you got a lot to lose. And I do understand. Now, granted, I did see on a DJ Vlad interview about Bootsy's standpoint on snitches. The reason why he hates snitches so much is because a snitch would have actually sent him to prison, and he wouldn't have been able to, like, see his kids, even though he had to do, like, 5 years. But he wouldn't
turn on lights and shit. Maybe I gotta bring the shit closer.
Damn, you look high yellow as fuck, boy. Yeah. Oh, okay. There you go. But yeah, so basically he was saying a snitch is the one that almost took me away from my kids. But I'm going to be like objective here with this standpoint. Technically, you're just mad that you got caught.
Oh my fucking God.
I hate to say it.
Mad on a nigga that told on them and not at themselves, because nobody wants to take accountability. Because you wouldn't be able to get snitched on if you didn't fucking do nothing wrong in the first place.
That is literally the sad part about it. Like, I really be trying to, like, I do understand it, okay? Like, from an aspect of, it's just a certain code that certain people live by. I get it. There's certain other politics that I probably will never truly, like, be a part of or truly understand.
Yeah.
But generally speaking, when you look at it from the outside looking in, or just give it a good view, it looks stupid as fuck.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense.
Like, okay, let's say somebody breaks into my house. I pay tax dollars. Why the fuck wouldn't I call the cops?
Yeah.
I pay their salary. Like, what the fuck do you mean? Even if you're a trap nigga, you pay taxes. Okay, I ain't gonna say all that.
Yeah, yeah.
You never know.
But in regards to T.I., though, what was I gonna say?
You should. That was a shitty joke.
Oh yeah, it was a bad joke. One,
you, nigga, you wasn't joking.
Now he's defending it with fucking talking about having a paperwork party. Like, bro, you're 40. It's fine. Like, nobody really gives a fuck. And the thing about it is,
you right.
The thing about, wait, hold up. Let's see the comments. Let's see if niggas actually give a fuck.
And also, I just gotta throw this out there too, Bootsy, nigga, you're not old as fuck, but you're definitely like seasoned.
Yeah.
Why the fuck didn't you just call this man?
Oh God.
Why you gotta make this a public on fucking a statement on a Vlad years. Interview?
Yeah, that's cringe. Cringe as fuck. But on that, a funny
that
note,
shows lack of maturity on your part. I hate to say it.
Yeah, nah, facts though. On a funny note though, so Tennessee man arrested for eating two bags of stolen chips that were dropped by a thief.
What, nigga, what?
Dead ass. I'm like, what?
I needed just a tad bit of context. That's it.
That's it.
What the fuck?
That's it. That's the article.
This man looked like he was hungry as fuck.
He's like, bruh, I just picked up a bag of chips, bruh.
But I was just so hungry. Like, but I had the munchies, nigga.
Yeah, and that's cold blooded. Nigga got profiled.
Bruh, how you slime a slime?
Oh, let me make sure you're still recording, bruh.
Yeah.
That shit don't be up and nigga fuck around, not be recording.
Yeah, just leave it right there, my boy. Just fuck it. Yeah, sure. Oh shit!
But yeah, on the next thing, though, I just thought that was really
that
funny.
Was, yeah, that was hilarious. That was
so hilarious. Nas EBK is a drill rapper that has been charged in an incident regarding a prank he filmed. Have you seen the prank?
Yep.
Cringe as fuck.
Yeah.
I'm
like, y'all gangsters. Why y'all doing this,
bruh? Bruh, that's what I thought. I'm like, wait, he was a drill rapper? Because I thought he's just a YouTuber. Nigga, I found out he's a drill rapper. I'm like, what the fuck is this? Like
I get it. You're trying to, I get it. You following Reggie, baby. Okay. Like, you just like, look, I'm a street nigga. I'm trying to be funny. I'm trying to turn my life into a new leaf and shit like that. But no.
I think it was like 22 G's or something like that. Some
I hate when street niggas try to turn into like fucking Instagram comedians. But that no, shit is so
somebody,
cringy.
Somebody out of New York, I forget what rapper it was, but he was just saying that the New York streets is getting watered down too. Just like you were saying last podcast. Like,
yeah, the street nigga, the so streets are definitely watered down.
Yeah, niggas want to be YouTubers. Niggas want to get money in other places and not be killing each other no more. Well, it seemed like it's getting that way.
Well, yeah, who really want to kill each other? Like, for real, for real.
True. I mean,
damn, bro. It's like, bro, if you really, all right. Honestly speaking, if you gave these brothers, all right, goddamn, stumbling on my words and shit. But if you gave these young men like any way out other than game banging or like trapping or anything like that, of course they're gonna take it.
Bro, I believe modern day gangsters are dead ass choosing the streets. 9 times out of 10.
I can see that.
Modern day, at least. Back in the day, I get it. Like, fucking crack era.
Yeah, single mom household.
Police didn't give a fuck.
Yeah, like, it was way worse. You could just be walking down the street and you get your ad beat.
Yeah, gangs back then were much more community driven. And facts. Like,
damn, you look light skinned as fuck, nigga. Or is that just, am I tweaking?
Right now?
Nah, because we were looking like light skinned as shit. Am I tweaking? Am I like, No, I'm gonna lay off the drink.
Okay, if my head is turned towards you for a long period of time, we turn light skin. Okay, I'm definitely doing this shit. But yeah, I'm just trying to look in the camera. It's just hard to do that and read at the same time.
Nah, I feel that.
But so about the prank though. What the fuck was he thinking? Like, okay, I remember back in the day, right? Because I've been on YouTube for a long time. Yeah. I've been making content for a long time. So, of course, I've seen the different stages of YouTube. And there's the prank era back in, like, 2015, maybe 2016.
I definitely remember that shit. And niggas almost got shot in that area.
It was like, and the pranks just had to get more extreme because people are, that's going to keep people coming back. That's what was going to get the views. It got to
Boom Gang came out.
Yeah, around the time Boom Gang came out.
Yep.
But the thing about it was, it got to the point where niggas was staging pranks where they would put a Trump car, right, a car that's advertising Donald Trump, in the hood, and then film the black guys that they paid to fucking destroy the car because they're hoodlums who don't care about Trump. It got to that point. It got to the point where somebody filmed. This is a real prank, by the way.
That's like paid promotion.
This is a real prank. And this is what really put the audience over the edge and was like, okay, this prank shit is not really cool like that. But he kidnapped his best friend and, oh no, they staged a kidnapping where him and his best friend got kidnapped and faked that they was going to kill him. And he's literally like crying, fucking turning red and shit. He's literally traumatized like fuck. And he's like, it's just a prank, bro. Like, like, nah, but I remember pranks getting extreme. And the thing about it is, I think that's that this prank right here, what he did, which is so cringe, right? How do you annoy a nigga and get mad at the response? Like, nigga, what you trying to do, nigga? Like, fucking nigga, I'm really about it, nigga. Like what?
Wait, Ella, Shotty really up the blick on his ass. Like,
nigga.
Nigga, you shut the fuck up. I'm about to kill ya. Please, okay. Yeah, I was just playing, man. It's just a prank.
Like, nigga, what the fuck, nigga? I'm gonna fucking kill him right now. I'm gonna fucking kill him. He's like, please, don't kill him. I love him so much, please. Got you, bro. It was a prank.
It is. Oh, God, bro. Oh my God.
But honestly,
oh shit.
I'm pretty
I ain't gonna lie, that was just, that's like, wow.
Yeah, right.
What
right.
The fuck? Wow. Like,
but how you fucking, how you in the streets though, right? Like, how you grow up in the streets or whatever the case is, and you get arrested for doing fucking a prank for YouTube rather than any street shit.
I'd rather it be a prank from YouTube than weed, all right? Because weed or yeah, or gun possession, like, fuck it. Because at least he has a chance of getting out.
So, honorable mention, I guess, Quavo speaks on the future of Migos on his new song, Greatness. I've heard a snippet of the song. I haven't heard the full song.
I actually listened to it. It was actually pretty hard.
I don't really like Quavo.
At all. You definitely can tell, like, it's not something that has a lot of replay value, but you'll listen to it, like, once or twice. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Quavo, a good feature. But anyways.
Oh, yeah, most definitely.
I heard a snippet of the song, you know, obviously from this. And I mean, I don't really have much to say on it. We kind of expected that the group was already over. We also expected that the beef was between Quavo and Offset.
Yeah.
And Takeoff had nothing to really do with it. So,
Quavo, yeah, man, ain't letting up. If y'all don't get y'all dick riding ass the fuck on,
it's sad to see, but at the same time, and this is a saying, but it's not, don't take it literally. All boy bands break up, they always do. One Direction, like the Beatles, like
Backstreet Boys,
like all of them.
B2K,
all groups break up. Freddie Mercury broke up from Queen.
Yeah, and like, became Freddie Mercury.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, they always break up, so it's like, it's
nigga,
really
was
not
that
surprising.
Corday in the back?
It looked like it.
Wish it. Damn, was. They had plaques on plaques.
Yeah,
on plaques.
God, nigga,
bro. Oh,
I wish
my.
They would go back to the start of the video.
Man. I ain't gonna lie, we're gonna always and forever miss Takeoff.
Yeah, this shit fucked up. Like, honestly, but hey, man.
I know, life goes on, but it's like, damn, man. That's still like Corday.
Well, I'm glad to see, at least seemingly, Quavo is taking it well. And Offset is taking it better.
Yeah.
But moving on, honorable mention again. Meat.
Oh,
let me not say me. Arthel, I don't want to mispronounce the name, but I have to say his name. Okay?
Arthel Asim?
I thought it was Ism.
Ism?
Yeah, we're just going to put his name on the screen, like right here, because we dead ass.
Damn, he looks like he could be like Ludacris, like nephew or something.
Oh my God, you're trolling. You're trolling, bro. What the hell? What, Ludacris, nigga? What?
Just keep talking. I'm sorry. Yeah. I'm sorry.
CEO and art director of D Art. Man, Come on, bro. Like, why? Look,
all right. Look, CEO and art director of
Japan's first major black-owned anime studio.
So shout out to that, yeah, man. Yeah, let's go. We not about to see him butcher your name, but guess what? You better draw some black anime titties. All right, that's what I'm smelling. Oh, you smell that? This, damn, that actually smells terrible. But you smell that? Smells like black excellence, bitch. Yeah, oh God. He's the next Virgil Abloh of Japan, nigga. Let's go. What if he's like the black Akira Toriyama?
I don't know what you're talking about.
He made Dragon Ball Z. Akira Toriyama, he made a lot of shit.
Okay.
Yeah, like that's the reason why anime like is so popular, nigga. Because of that one.
I feel like it's only been popular in recent history, at least over here. Well, at least down south.
Yeah, down south. But
like recent history, like maybe 6 years.
Nah. It got popular, but you still had the nerds like us.
Oh, yeah, of course.
But the other news.
But besides that, though, I seen a reel on Instagram, and it was like a white guy watching like a black anime or anime with black characters. And the black guy walks in and he's like, "Oh, you watching this? Oh, I seen this a couple months ago." And he's explaining like what happens in the storyline or whatever. And then it was like the caption was like, "All the white guy hears." So he's like, "Niggas only watch Dragon Ball Z."
Niggas.
Bro, first of all, that is facts, though. Niggas be watching Dragon Ball Z.
Niggas only watch Dragon Ball. Hell nah. That's funny.
But other news, yeah, though. Drake is thinking about exiting the rap game, which I don't think is a retirement, first of all. I think he's saying he wants to do another genre. But do you think it's time, like, for... Do you think Drake... It's the right time for Drake to retire from rap?
Yes, I've been waiting.
I ain't gonna lie, bro. I'm not
too much shit. You've oversaturated the market. Get the fuck on.
You gotta speak up, bro.
Get the fuck on. You've oversaturated the market way too goddamn much. You're such a fucking culture vulture. I respect all the things that you've done for the culture, but nigga, retire. Damn, I'm tired of hearing Drake. He's not going to fucking evolve anymore. He's at his final peak form. He's in his prime. There ain't no more Drake that, like, there's no more new Drake we can really see. Like, granted, he could probably slide on a feature. Because listen to fucking the trance unreleased Drake verse. That shit did not need to be on the album for a reason. Drake, you do Drake way too much. Drake, so stop. Retire. Get some help. Do some golfing or something, my boy. Just be a father to your son who you tried to hide from the world. All right. Thank you. Finally, I'm been ready for you to retire. Thank you.
Well,
I'm not saying like retire like your ass. No, it's just I'm tired of hearing the same shit.
Yeah. Okay. First of all, I don't understand that because every fucking rapper be dropping the same shit. Every rapper, even Lil Wayne, fucking Jay-Z has been talking billionaire shit for like 10, 15 years now. And we just supposed to act like we understand what the fuck he even
nigga,
talking about.
Nigga, I'm not accepting Jay-Z in this conversation. Nigga. I'm not accepting Lil Wayne either. I'm like, bro, y'all can retire. Y'all don't need to put out any more fucking music.
Bro, how can you tell a nigga to retire when that's all they know is music?
Get a fucking accountant. Find a business, nigga. You
got M's. It's not about money at that point. It's about passion because niggas love rap. It's not because niggas want to make money. Like
shit. Well, I'ma still listen to it, but nigga, Drake, you can retire.
I think Drake.
At least retire for like 2 years, please. Give us a break.
I think Drake has been really consistent lately, so I feel you on hearing the same shit.
Yeah.
I also believe CLB. Her Loss and Honestly Nevermind were three completely different albums, to be honest. CLB was the best one out of all of them.
I feel like I've heard a piece of Drake from all through like his whole prominent career, like through those three projects, which granted I do see the growth and the evolution, but at the same time he still sounds it's hard to put it in words or it's hard to explain, but he just sounds like Drake.
Bruh,
I know you get where I mean, though.
I mean, yeah, I get what you mean. It just don't make sense because every rapper sounds like
them.
They
make
the same shit. Okay. Even Juice WRLD. Yeah. Even if we talk about smaller rappers, DaBaby. Like we, it's like literally every rapper has their style.
That nigga just fell off.
Yeah, but he sounds the same. And my point is like, even like the fact of the matter is that's what makes them. That's what makes DaBaby DaBaby or Juice WRLD or et cetera, et cetera, because that's their style. That's who we know them as.
I still just want this nigga Drake to retire at least for 2 years.
I think he's thinking about going into maybe a dance hall type of thing.
Bro, he already been tapping into that this whole time. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah, oh God.
Like, you've been making homosexual workout music for like come on, nigga. Yeah, that music, like, come on, nigga.
I don't know, but the
ever
fact
since
that,
one dance.
The fact that he said exiting the rap game in this. But it's not quoted either.
What if his ghostwriter was just like, man, I can't work for you
I need
you
a
no
break,
more.
Bro.
Like man, my pen tired, bro. Like my pen out of ink, nigga. I got to go to Italy for like a couple months to go refill it, bro. Like I got to get my mind right. No.
Yeah, I don't know.
Damn.
Bro, you ever heard a Baltimore nigga actually talk, bro? Like,
yes.
They literally don't pronounce like T's at all. Or K's.
Bruh, it's honestly because of the British. It's a British accent. Or
is it like something with a tongue or something like that makes them talk like that? Because
nah, I think it's literally just because of the culture. Like just how like down here, you got like people that saying shoddy and shit like that. Like
shit like shit. But
Nathaniel, like fun, like Munyon and shit.
Yeah, but
like
that's
that.
Like that's. I mean, it's I don't
that's
even
country
know.
Grammar. Yeah, I know. This is
at this point, I don't even think we got. It's not country grammar anymore. It's just more so niggas trying to be cool. Like back in the day, it's more so country grammar, and nobody really understood it. Nah, I think niggas are trying to come up with a new trendy thing to say. Like, real talk. Like
glazing.
Yeah, like, nigga, what the fuck? What is that, nigga?
Wait, I'm not making a ham right now, nigga. Like, the fuck? I ain't glazing no goddamn ham. The ham hog.
Oh, I didn't know what you're talking about. Until, like, I just registered you talking about glazing.
But go ahead and click that. I'll read it out.
This is the last topic.
Like, shit. So the DEA and Tent Police nabs about 4.5 million fentanyl pills, 3,000 pounds of meth with street value of $13 million during a joint operation. Now, let me ask you a quick question before I even read this shit. How long do you think it took them to actually like investigate these trap houses?
Well, I think when the DEA is investigating, they has been investigating probably for a good long time, especially with a bust like this.
Like, shit.
I'm gonna put the picture up, but look at this. 4.5 million pills? Like, what the fuck?
Bruh, that's $13 million.
I mean, the better question is, like, yo, these niggas were literally, like, on some real power fucking snowfall fucking, like, on some real drug. They niggas had the doozy, nigga. These niggas is really
not
moving
the
hard. Doozy,
nigga. I haven't heard that shit in a minute.
Did you get the doogie? The fuck is a doogie, man?
Like, oh God. Like, what the fuck? But Arizona and federal law enforcement say that they are going after Sinaloa cartel following the massive drug bust. We'll move past that. Following the massive drug bust in Temp. The Temp Police Department Drug Enforcement Administration in Arizona County General's Office announced on Thursday a major drug bust in Arizona that took three years to pull off. An estimated 4.5 million fentanyl pills were seized in addition to 3,000 pounds of methamphetamine with the large various amounts of heroin, cocaine, and fentanyl powder. Investigators also seized about 50 firearms. God damn, that is a significant bust. But there's a lot of drugs coming across the border that's killing our kids and destroying and tearing our families apart in Arizona, but it also impacts the rest of the country, May says. So we need every law enforcement agency, even attorney general along the border, also across the country in a laser focus on stopping this fentanyl. Now, I'm going to keep it a whole bean with fentanyl. I think you're right.
Yeah, deadass. Yeah, dead like right. When we talking about fentanyl,
I can't even see.
We talking about meth. Yeah. We talking about heroin. Yeah. We talking about all that shit.
Yeah, now coke. Yeah, get that I ain't gonna lie. I ain't gonna lie. That was a party drug. Okay, so I feel like you know that could be left alone. Okay, I'm not doing it per se.
Nigga, all these drugs can be party drugs depending on what party you at.
You is right on that. You
meth,
right.
Meth
you
niggas probably be at parties on meth.
Yeah, meth parties.
Yeah. But I'm not like going to a meth dead party. Ass though, like to me, this is just more surprising that they was moving this much fucking weight. Like this is some fucking cartel shit.
This is some BMF shit, nigga.
Like dead ass. This is like the fucking 80s, my nigga. Like how y'all moving this much weight across the border?
That's why it took them 3 years to like investigate you niggas. That's
like,
why.
Like nigga, they shit. Got a fucking route to Taiwan and shit.
Nigga,
fucking.
They had weight on weight on weight.
Like what the fuck is this? Like,
God damn. Yo, when y'all see, like, man. Listen, what would you do with that much weight? Put that in the comments below, all right? Like, let me know. What if you found some, like, what if you was walking on the beach, all right?
And I found a bunch of weight?
Nah, nigga. Like, you walking on the beach because you decided to do, like, some community service, all right? You find 11 bricks, all white, wrapped in Dior. Are you gonna take it?
Well, I first
are you gonna
of all,
leave it?
I'm gonna be honest. I think you should have read the room better and just like understood that that would have been a terrible question to ask me personally. Obviously, I'm not gonna pick up 11 bricks off the beach.
But would you at least pick up one?
No. Why the fuck not? Am I gonna do with it? Like,
I don't
what,
know.
What am I gonna fucking turn to a coke dealer, nigga?
Yes.
Like, what the fuck?
It's snowfall, nigga.
No, like, yes. Man, niggas had to flip packs back in the day,
you
bro.
You gotta get niggas to like. Like butt fuck them and shit.
To be honest, I don't think I have the morality to sell hard. Well, I don't think I have the lack of morality to sell hard drugs to people. Granted, people gonna do it anyways, but I just feel like I couldn't. Back in the crack days, I personally couldn't sell crack.
Nah,
even though
I
we had
that.
This conversation with Diamond on the podcast. I personally feel like contributing to fucking moms doing crack, they never home, dads dying from crack and shit like that.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, I don't think I can contribute to that same problem.
I would have contributed to coke, though. Like, to some
shit, niggas
shit,
dying
yeah.
on coke, too.
Shit, that ain't my fault. But fuck it, that ain't my problem.
I mean, technically, you can say that with every drug, though.
Nah.
Because you can
nah,
say, oh,
nah,
that's
nah,
not my fault.
Nah.
Them being a drug addict is.
Nah,
is
but if you
their fault.
Remixing it and you stepping on the shit, then yeah, it's your fault. Like, if you're
nah,
not. Because
you can die from it even if it's pure if you're doing too much. It's just about the
oh,
habit
yeah,
of the
yeah,
person.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Because, you know, they could overdose and shit. So
yeah,
yeah
it's just. A, it's like.
Well, technically, that would be your problem because it's
it
like.
It would be, but I'm just saying you yeah. contribute to a higher problem where. If there was no people like you making it easily available for people like them, drug addicts, to get it,
yeah.
would they still be in this predicament? I don't think so. So, yeah. Yeah.
Now you right on that.
Yeah.
You definitely right on that. You definitely right on that. But yeah, just to wrap that up.
I want to give Wallo his flowers, man. This nigga, first of all, there's not too many niggas that do what he did.
Is John Jones coming back?
Oh yeah, next week.
Next week?
Yeah, next week. Oh. I was supposed to go to that shit, but it came so fast. Like, it literally came so fast.
Oh, damn.
Yeah. Bro, he coming back at heavyweight, bro. Bro, I can't wait.
Oh, this is... Oh.
He beat the fuck
who you think gonna win?
I want to say John Jones, but I don't know how he gonna come back. It's been like 3 years, 4 years. Yeah. It's I don't know. Honestly, I really don't know. Don't care about Sada Baby, but...
I can't wait to see that. Wait, these rap females eat my ass. Wait, eat my for a feature. I told her this costs more than a feature.
Nigga, shut up. Let me say this.
Like, bro, you sound like a teenager in fucking high school. Like, get the hell on. Hey,
nigga, shut
you
your ass
you got kids.
Up,
all right, get your mouth
the
fixed.
The fuck, nigga?
Hey, fuck out of here.
Well, he probably just tell us we broke though. Like that's what niggas do.
Like okay, like, guess what? Like, I got a cringe. Sense of humor, and I know not how not to be that fucking cringy. Shit. At like, least I know how to read the room.
Like yeah. Like who the fuck are you even talking to, nigga? Like who are you talking about, nigga? Shut up.
These rat bitches want to eat my. I see what y'all going to be on. All right.
She a rapper. I was gonna get her on the podcast, but she don't stay here. I forgot to unfollow her.
Oh, okay.
That's why I named Clutch Bars.
Watch this.
All right, this is a bunch of bullshit, though. Where the fuck the topic's at?
Nigga, go to your. Remy D. Leafy Davis.
Man, I fuck with Remy. Off the record, I fuck with Remy, but I do not fuck with them bitches. I don't like.
We how already didn't establish it,
but not in no like a personal sense. But yeah, the show is just not good without Remy. It's not. It's I'm so but it's not. I literally watched it. I'm like, it's not it, y'all. Like like this is just not it. It's just not. I'm like, bro. Okay, I don't even know if y'all really want to do this for real.
Remy's the Beyonce.
Yeah. Like yeah, don't get me wrong. They was like they was at least they was talented at the, at what they was you know. All right, yeah, okay, I'm talking shit. All right, I'm talking mad like, shit.
I'm trying not to go in, and you just making it too easy right now. I'm like, bro, all right, I need you to chill.
No, bro, real talk. Objectively, it was bad. All around, it was bad. Yeah, camera angle was bad.
Yeah,
I still think that big bitch is bad on camera just because she's
just don't make this into a clip. All yeah.
Right? Oh, why would I do that? Well, nah, I would not straight diss her like that.
Not her, them, nigga.
But yeah, I mean, yeah.
Why does nigga look mad?
Bro, you see this nigga with fucking
yeah with the toupee,
bruh. That shit was weird as fuck, nigga. I'm like, what the fuck is
like,
this?
Like, yeah, the Young Johns, they was out here looking at me. Like
this nigga got a fucking toupee waves on.
Like, bro, if you don't get the fuck out of here, boy.
I think we can end it right here and just start over and talk about other
show
shit.
Enough. Ain't nobody listening to that. I ain't gonna lie, that shit, that jacket is hard though,
nigga.
Wait, hold on. Wait,
have you seen the latest?
47% of high school only educates women saying. Wait, only educated women say that they would be less likely to date a feminist. All right.
Okay. Like. Who honestly, cares? That's a bunch of bullshit.
Yeah. Though. Who gives a fuck? Yeah.
Yep, so I think we can wrap it up right here, bro.
Wait, go up.
We'll wrap it up and just talk about other shit next.
Oh, I thought that was. Oh, okay. No.
These niggas funny as fuck, though. Shout out to them, Crash Dummy Podcast.
Oh, shit. Let's see if we can do a collab with their ass, bro. Or are they even in Georgia?
No. Well, I don't think so. Sheesh.
Hey, we can see, bro. Yeah.
Okay. Well, they don't say where they're from, so.
Yeah.
Nobody knows. Yes. Wrap it up.
Yeah, okay. Well, again. Let me tell me to wrap it up like Joe Budden and shit, nigga. Like, you think I was left all bad and bougie?
Bruh.
All right. But again, we appreciate all of our loving supporters, listeners, and people that actually like fuck with us. All right, we really appreciate y'all. Like, not for real. And we're definitely shooting for 1,000 subscribers at least by both of our birthdays. All right, mine's in June, his is in August. So July is like the middle point. Come on, fuck with us. We really appreciate it. Like, comment, subscribe, turn that notification bell, send it to your auntie. Tell her to leave the stove light on because a young nigga definitely trying to come through and bone while she wear that thong. And also, you know, make sure you send it to your uncle. Shut up, nigga. Send it to your uncle. Send it to your cousins. Send it to people that just need a laugh in their life. All right. Like, we really do appreciate everybody. All right. And without y'all, there would be no us. I can't stress that enough. But yeah.
Yeah, so check out my stream, Whiskey Dick.
Yeah, fuck this nigga stream, bro.
Check out my sponsors. They'll be in the description below. Mech Arena, and I can't remember the other one. I'm sorry for that right now.
Yeah, fuck Raid Shadow Legends.
Yeah. Yeah, fuck Raid Shadow Legends. Yeah,
fuck them.
I still play it. No cap. I played it for the sponsor, and I still play it. I'm addicted now. Raid Shadow Legends got me.
Fuck them.
But also check out my Whiskey Dick TTV page.
Yes, sir.
The clips. Also the YouTube Whiskey
tapping
Dick.
Tapping it at.
YouTube.com/@WhiskeyDick. That's where all my clips and shit and my stream replays. So my latest 5-hour stream is also on YouTube. If you're the type of person to rewatch streams, I know some people actually do that. Yeah, man, that's about it, man. Shout out to Crash Dummies Podcast. I've been seeing a lot of their content lately. And that's actually where I got the question about going 200 years in the future or going 200 years in the past, because they asked that on this podcast.
Oh, okay. And also, if you want to see a young nigga live and in action, all right, and just, you know, want to come out and support the people and shit, make sure you definitely meet me at the LAG. It will be the next event at 933 Lee Street Southwest. I'm telling you right now, if you're into anime, if you're into cosplay, if you're just into having a good time and vibing, definitely check them out. Make sure you tell them I sent you. The tickets right now are about $10. Probably when this come out, it'll be $15. So, yeah, if you follow the podcast, you see me, say what's up. Hey, I'm not expecting to be like some fucking famous person. Yeah. Yeah, like I just like want to know.
But it would be nice.
Yeah, I just want to know if niggas fuck with the podcast. Yeah, all right,
it'd be nice. Like, at least one person and be like, you got that podcast, huh?
I appreciate that, nigga. My boy. Nigga, yeah, thank you.
I'm a local hero.